Emotional savings and showing us who in the Sharia is. Your examples, you guide us, and this way it's very, very inspiring. And this particular visit, for the short time that I have spent with you, driving you around and taking you to a few programs, I have even experienced a deeper realization of who you are. You are an ocean of mercy. You are a boundless ocean of mercy. And the depth of compassion and mercy and kindness and friendliness that is there in your divine personality is beyond my conception. But on this most auspicious occasion, I just like to pray to you, dear Gurudev. Please guide me, continue to guide me in my spiritual life. I feel bad to say this, but please forgive me for my offenses and for not being able to fulfill your desires, the many advices that you are giving us. But because grasta life takes us so much of our energy, that it becomes impossible to do what I really want to do. Nevertheless, whatever I can do within my limits, I will do, and for that I like to seek your blessings and your guidance. And please, I like to pray for my family, my wife Radha Purna, my daughter Varshana, who is studying in Sydney, and my son Rishabh. And in particular, I like to pray that please, Guru Maharaj, bless all our children, all our devotee children, so that they all become more enthusiastic in serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. Hare Krishna, and happy Vyas Puja to you, Guru Maharaj.
Jai. Rupa Nagarji Jai. Actually, the trick for encouraging the second or next generation to become Krishna conscious is you make friends with them. Don't boss them. All your parents should hear that. You're not the boss of your children anymore when they get above 8. You're their friends.
Thank you, Guru. And I would like to say
dear Surya, please accept my almost humble obeisances. All praise to Srila Prabhupada and Guruji. You are a very influential person in our society and have supported us a lot. You are very intelligent and a very kind person. You have given us your time and you have always been there for us when our society started to come down. You showed us the right path and brought everyone to what we are today, and we are very thankful for your presence, and we appreciate the time and effort you put every year to visit us and lead us the right way. You have the qualities of a real guru, and with that you are a very good musician too. The way you conduct your lectures are very nice, as you infuse some of your experience and also explain how the pastimes of the Lord went by. Your lectures are very interesting and fun-filled, as you keep your audience interested all throughout. Your advices have always been helpful, and I would like to thank you for that. On this most auspicious day, I would like to seek your blessings, so that we are able to burn all the impurities in our hearts. Happy Vyas Puja to you.
Jai, Hariba. See, Rupanuga, there's your friend. Not your son, your friend.
Thank you, Guru. Thank you, Dr. Maharaj, and your good son, Nisha, for the kind words of for glorifying you here. The names that follow for the homages are after this we have Jyonar Das, for Jairam Prabhu, Pandu Das, Achyuta Das, Vishwanath Prabhu, Gita Kirti Devi, Hari Das, Karna Devi Dasi, Mahaprabhu, Mayapur Das, Sachit Devi Dasi, Gaurangi Devi Dasi, Sundari Devi Dasi, Janaki Ram Das, Sakhi Devi Dasi, Sundari Devi Dasi, Siona Parthivi Devi, Nandini Kumar, son of Mayapur, Adi Gopi Devidasi from Delhi, Professor from Peter's University, Nand Sarandas in Naradi. So now I will come to Nand Das, please.
What about Prasadam Das? Jai Jai Ram. Raghupati Radha Raja Ram Patita Bhavana Sita.
Where's Sita?
Any father is very happy.
see his children or sons grow up, and I'm sure Prabhupada is very happy to see you, helping his mission, and especially Pili, helping us, Pili. And I remember when Gurudev left, that you were the first one to come here to save us, and all my brothers and sisters, they have been helping them. And they have replaced our Gurudev in as far as the spiritual knowledge is concerned. So thank you very much for that, Maharaj. And also, that you have been very merciful to everybody. As Maharaj said, you have been merciful to dogs, but you need the dogs already. And you are also heavy. Guru is supposed to be heavy. But I thought Mata Rupa was heavier than you. When you spoke. So, Bisabha was also heavy. So with these words, I thank you so much and wish you a
Jai! Jai Ram Ki Jai! Very well.
Thank you very much, Jai, for your humorous words. And now we have Pandit Das for the rest of the evening.
Andu Ki Jai.
What about the last from the show?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So lucky to have such an exalted personality sitting amongst us. The state of people outside, they even don't know who Guru is. So whoever is present here is most fortunate to have Guru Maharaj amongst us this evening celebrating Vyaspuja. Maharaj, I feel myself fortunate because every day to the devotee of Sri Hanumanji, and my mother's name was Virvati.
Ah.
And I got my Guru Maharaj, whose name is Vir Krishna. So I am so fortunate. And I think it's all Krishna's mercy and devotees' mercy and Guru's mercy, special mercy. So devotees have said a lot about you. You are a personification of compassion, mercy, love, and I don't have the words to read it, but you are a full personality, and you are so down to earth. Whenever you see anyone, you have special care for them. Even in the big crowd, if you see us, you say, oh, Uncle there, Kunti there. How are you? So Maharaj doesn't leave anyone. So that shows the great of the greatness in your caring attitude. And I pray to Lord Krishna and to Giridhar for a long life. And we hope that we celebrate Vyaspuja year after year in Fiji and have your mercy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Pandu Ki Jai.
Thank you very much, Panatru, for glorifying beautifully about the day. And now we have Archita Das for the Krishna Mantra. My family, whenever you are in Fiji, you always come
to our place to shower your blessings on us. At the same time, give us opportunity to serve you as long as Prabhu's Seva is concerned. And one of the great qualities I always share with everybody whom I meet, Varnakul Maharaj, is he's able to very, in a very special way, merge who I am to preaching, which is very important, which I learned from him, you were there, how to, put in him on into lecture and katha, so that we make people encouraged, at the same time they are attentive throughout the class. And I'm trying my best to follow your product, your instructions from the very first day, almost 17 years. And I wish to keep on serving you as long as I stay. When you're talking about the last flight which we have to take on our own, that has given me extra encouragement, and I'm looking forward to the last flight as well.
Don't look too much forward to the last. We need you around for a few more years. You took each other.
Thank you very much.
Vishnath, you have nice glasses now. Getting older.
Now Vishnath Das, followed by Rushmanate Das.
Doing this great, wonderful service,
And I'm sure Srila Prabhupada, together with Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is very, very happy for saving us, Maharaj. And thank you very much for that. And you inspire me, Maharaj, very much with your bhima. And I think you have taught me one thing in life, is to be always happy and laugh out stress.
Yeah, that's good.
Otherwise, it is very probably easy to lose taste in Krishna consciousness, and given the challenges of the material world and our material associations. Thank you very much, Maharaj. And I think had it not been for you, who would be committed to coming to Fiji year in, year out, lives of the devotees would be very difficult, if not for others, at least for me and my family. I think you have a great impact in our life. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for assisting us in understanding and appreciating the devotees, so that really our spiritual life can assist. Thank you very much.
Vishwanath Vijay. And thank you for letting me stay in your house when I first came and tolerating me.
Thank you, Guru. Thank you very much, Vishwanath Prabhu, for your beautiful words. And I like your word, always. Always be happy, always chant, not sometimes. So, now I invite Vishwanath Prabhu.
Vijay. Vishwanath Vijay.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Bhakti Vyas Chakrapa Sundhi and Chakrapati Dhanam Pahamdhya Vyavishnu Dhanam. Shukras Puja Mahavasu Ki Jai, Shukri Krishna Maharaj Ki Jai. First of all, I would like to thank you for celebrating the Vyas Puja in Fiji, giving us an opportunity to have sadhusan. So thank you very much. And that we would like to, on behalf of all the Singhalika devotees, wish you happy Vyas Puja. It is a special day to glorify you, that glorify you very nicely. There's not enough words to glorify you, but I would like to thank you for your kind appreciation. You have met great, many great qualities of Maha Sadhu. First of all, as it is stated, your eating habits makes us all amazed. How you are having such a control eating, which is very difficult, but this is a sign of a great Mahatma. He says, I need to live long to live by the follows soul. So, Jai, thank you very much. And I will pray to Lord Vaishnavadev to maintain your good, healthy life. On this great occasion, Maharaj, I wish you also a very long life so that you can keep coming to Fiji. And we all appreciate your kind association. Great quality that comes in my mind. I didn't know that they knew we are here. We were just going to be a silent participant by calling us and leaving me behind to speak. I am sorry I'm not afraid, but I would love to appreciate the quality that you have, in which strikes in my mind always, is how much you appreciate. Each time you do even a little thing, he says, right, wow, you did so well. And when you go away, you think we haven't done much, but he keeps appreciating, which really keeps us very inspired and enthused. Devotional life needs to be enthused, and if someone like you keeps appreciating, it is very important. Sometimes it is found that it is very hard to find people who would appreciate what you've done, and just like it reminds me how when the in Ram Lila, the Setu was being built, a little spider was also spreading sand. We are, I am like that, but to feel that you say you're doing great makes me feel like that spider who Hanuman was chasing away, saying, hey, move out of the way. But Ram said, do not do that. He's also doing as much work as you are doing. So this is how I feel. Thank you very much. Happy
Vyasanjali. And actually, she's doing much more than any of us. I mean, the temple there in Sivatoka is so beautiful that I get envious when I go there. I mean, I was just thinking when she was talking about the temple in Sivatoka and looking at the blank wall right here, See the blank wall, the deity. Of course, you have the openings for the deities, but all I see is just yellow. In other words, in Singhitoka, everything's filled with beautiful pastimes of Krishna. It's amazing. And here we have the Brahma Jyoti to look at. So that's a challenge to all of you.
Thank you, Gurudev. Thank you very much, Mataji. Your words are very loving and caring. And now we have Haridas Prabhupada. Haridas Prabhupada. Followed by Karuna Devadasi and Mahaprabhu Das.
Haridas Ki Jai. Haridas Thakur. Haridas.
First of all, I would like to thank all the devotees for doing great job, for Gurudev, Guruji, who is here for us so that we can celebrate his most auspicious festival. With that, I would like to glorify the most auspicious 66 last week. Please accept my most humble obeisance and your words. I am not so educated as everyone, but it's your message. I'm standing here so that I can speak on your auspicious last week. Om Kena Prayada Svaga Nandana Sakhaya Chakshiru Nitham Nya Nasmi Sri Guru. Today we are most messy to, as we hear from devotees, that you are so kind that you are here to deliver all the fallen souls who are in the darkness of ignorance. You are great and your greatness is so on behalf of one of our devotees, I'd like to thank you very much for giving us such an opportunity so that we can glorify you of our most humble conditions. Thank you very much. See you there, Vyasuraki.
Haridas Ki Jai.
Thank you very much, Haridas, for beautiful words. I'm very happy to be last to this.
She's my lawyer, so be careful.
Relationship with Lord Krishna. As a soul locked in
at your lotus feet. By the mercy of Padguru, only one can make advancements. On this divine date of your appearance, I beg that you may bless me with one drop of attraction to your lotus feet that I am so desperately in need of. I beg that you may bless me with one bit of gratitude of your divine grace, as you have already given me an unthinkable amount of mercy. I beg that you may bless me with even a minute appreciation of the vast ocean of transcendental quality that you possess. You have mercifully given me so much of your association, so much love and kindness. Your mercy has filtered through my dual consciousness, pierced the shell of my rock-like heart, and started its spinning. You are truly the most merciful, kind-hearted person. I'd like to share something that has happened to me within the 2 days. Yesterday morning, as I reached work, I had received a message from Vishwanath Prabhu. The message read that, I have recommended your name for your station. Since morning till afternoon, that same thing kept running in my mind. And in the evening, when I came to the temple, Vishwanath Prabhu had convinced me to take your station. I had bought my japa mala and everything was arranged. And when I reached home, I don't know what happened, and I started thinking otherwise. I was saying to myself that I want to take it next year. And then we talked, me and my mother, we talked late night and we slept. And in the morning, I called Gokul and I told him that I'll take initiation next year. And after a while, I received your call. I didn't know the number, but as I heard your voice, I knew it was my time. It was my time to be reborn again. Only this time in Krishna consciousness. So, I know today that you are my only shelter, and that my life will be perfect in only one condition. Never give up your shelter. Guru Maharaj, I am a conditioned soul. I cannot take shelter of my imperfect senses and mind. According to the Shastra, the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. On this last Puja day, I pray that you accept me under the shelter of the lotus feet, which are free from all anxieties. This is an auspicious year. The best gift of mine is to fully surrender to you and follow your instructions unconditionally. Only at this time I can say I am the real Krishna consciousness. I would like to be your servant and your servant's servant forever, hoping to obtain your mercy and compassion so that this fallen soul will get the strength to continue the fight with Maya, so that I can become a useful tool in the hands of Krishna. Your most fallen daughter, Karuna Devi.
Karuna, Jai. Karuna Devi Dasi ki Jai.
Thank you, Karuna. We spoke beautifully. And now we have Mahaprabhu.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Jai.
Is, you know, many of us and that able to continue waking up for Mangalarati every day. Holding a very strict diet. Morning japa. Saving the deities. Gurudev has a set of Giriraj duties. He is very much engaged in the service of the deities. Gurudev also saves devotees, not only to giving them prasad, but giving them spiritual advice and guidance. The other good quality Gurudev I remember of is you always read the Shri Prabhupada books, and most of your lectures you have mentioned that you also listen to Shri Prabhupada on a very regular basis. I think that's one of the things that I wish to do on a daily basis from now on. When I look at the list of Bharatans I have mentioned, I feel that Gurudev, but you should fulfill the seven purposes of this form. If we are lucky to even say one purpose of this form, I can be a good way to have come to Gurudev. But Gurudev, when I look at your life, I strongly feel that you are fulfilling all the seven purposes of this form. And definitely, Srila Prabhupada will be very, very, very happy with the service. The other quality Gurudev, which I felt I should share with you, is compassion for the mercy, for which there is no limit. Why I am saying that? Because rascals like me, Gurudev always tend to be in problems, create problems with people. So Gurudev has been very merciful. And Gurudev is a person who actually focuses and practically shows how to maintain devotee relationships. He encourages them to devotee relationships. And one of the things that Gurudev does in his annual visits is he visits most of the devotees he has prasad for. And I think most of the devotees in Fiji will get a chance to even visit other devotees. So I think that's a blessing in disguise for devotees, you know, visiting other devotees. But on a practical level, Gurudev, I think these are some of the things that I really admire, and which keeps me going into Krishna consciousness. And when I say about compassion, Gurudev is a pro-yoga person. And Gurudev has a lot of big plans for Fiji. One is building a training center or a school. Despite in Fiji we have a literacy rate of around 99%. But when I look at it, there is hardly any spiritual education in the education system. And even whatever we have, I think this doesn't fulfill even 1% of spiritual education. So everything is a species there. Me and my father and my uncle, I want to wish you a happy birthday today. And please keep on showering the blessings upon you. And today we have a lot of attention from you. We have a lot of expectations from you. And I always pray that you will give us some of the contribution.
Jai Mahaprabhu ki jai. Maybe someone can turn down or turn off the fan. It's making too much noise over there.
Thank you very much, Mahaprabhu Das. Now I invite Maya Prabhudas, Ganga Devi Das, and Nandan Kumar. Please come forward.
It's better. Hari Bol.
Lord Bala, Sachimaka Devi Dasi and Guru Devi Dasi.
On this auspicious
Yas Puja celebration, I offer my most humble obeisances at the feet of our spiritual master. Srila Gurudev, where should I start? Srila Gurudev is very peaceful, self-controlled, austere, tolerant, honest, and religious. Srila Gurudev wants every one of us to be connected to the Prabhupada system and serve the mission of ISKCON. Srila Gurudev prefers to deal situations intelligently rather than being emotional. His greatest welfare work is to guide and lead a person in the path of eternal life. His mercy is just like a cloud, I would say, which powers rain all over, regardless of the weather it falls on a rock, land, or water, and takes specific attention towards his devotees. When Srila Gurudev speaks, it is directly spoken by Lord. The best thing I would say about him are his classes, which are so meaningful, and it never makes you feel as poor. He attracts his audiences. We also notice that he throws his both hands forward in ecstasy during kirtan, which is like the cutest thing he does. Srila Gurudev reminds us that if we want success at the end of life, we should chant with spiritual mood and chant and serve the Lord in such a way that the Lord hears, which is the real beauty of life. Srila Gurudev understands our thoughts, protects us when we are scared, encourages us when we are nervous, and guides us when we go out of threat. It is not very hard to sacrifice everything for people you love, but it's hard to find people who respect your sacrifices. Srila Gurudev projects us like a camera. He focuses us, captures us, and develops them from negativity. And if things won't work, he won't give up. He takes another shot, and he never ever gives up on his disciples. Finally, whether you have something or nothing, if you have devotional service, you have everything. Happy
Vyas Purusha. Jai, Haribol. Very good. Oh, Mr. Mayapur.
Thank you very much, Nandan Kumar. You have a beautiful voice, and you become a very good orator.
Yeah. Become a lawyer also.
So now I invite Sachi Mata Devi Dasi and Gauranga Devi Dasi. So Gauranga, you have to speak. You're welcome.
Haribo. Haribo.
Followed by Sundari Devi Dasi and Janki Ram Dasi.
Hare Krishna. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Pandana Shri Mate Krishna Goswami Dear Srila Gurudev, please accept our humble obeisances at your divine lotus feet. All glories to you on your auspicious appearance day. This day brings your spiritual family more closer to you, and your disciples learn to become better Krishna consciousness devotees. Srila Gurudev, you are an inspiration to all the Vaishnavas and a genuine father of all your disciples. Whatever we have, both spiritual and material, is a consequence of your grace upon us. Our spiritual existence would have been null and void if you would not have appeared in our lives. We are totally indebted to you. You exist deep in our hearts. You appear in our dreams to inspire, protect, and guide us on the path of devotional service while we continue to combat with Maya's army. Srila Gurudev, you instruct us through your senior God brothers, God sisters, and your disciples. We always remember your instructions whenever any devotee asks us to perform certain services. Our understanding is that you desire us to perform certain services to fulfill your mission. Srila Gurudev, your kirtans are enthusing, turning each day and moment into a festival. Your lectures penetrate the mind of everyone and uplift every soul towards Krishna consciousness. Your etiquette towards your guru and other Vaishnavas enlighten us on Vaishnava Seva and the importance of Vaishnavas in our spiritual lives. Your visits to Fiji give us nectarine taste of Krishna consciousness, and we will keep hankering for this taste, enthusiasm, and determination. On this auspicious occasion, we beg to be always kept under your soothing shelter, and that protect you and your mission. Your servants, Radha Sharan, Pachimata, Gorangi, and Sachinanda.
Wow. Very good. See, it's great.
Thank you, Gorangi. You spoke beautifully. You are very cool. A nice voice. God bless you.
Okay.
We have Sri Devadasi from Kolkata.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Revelation of the Lady Krishna Goswami Dinayam. O Lord, Mr. Srila Prabhupada, his oneness, his divine wish, Srila Gurudev Vyas Puja also ki. On this auspicious occasion of Vyas Puja, I thank Gurudev for his tremendous service in his call. Gurudev has been serving for so long. He has been serving at a young age. He distributed Srila Prabhupada's books in America, in other countries. And Gurudev has been doing Harinam and doing other book services for Srila Prabhupada. And on this day, I really thank Gurudev for his great service to Srila Prabhupada. And I know Srila Prabhupada is always with Gurudev. And in my life, I have learned about Prabhupada from Srila Gurudev. And I'm so pleased that we are in ISKCON, and Gurudev has accepted me as his disciple, and I have been serving Gurudev since last 15 years. So Gurudev, you, when you are chanting the holy names of the Lord, it touches my heart. And I really get a lot of peace in my heart, and I always long for hearing your chanting. And when I chant, then I have got the pleasure in chanting from you, because you have shown me the path, the right direction to my life, and you have shown your mercy to me and my children, and I'm very thankful about that, Gurudev, and I hope you always have your association. I remember when we joined ISKCON early in Lambasa, I remember you used to stay here in Lambasa for 1 week, and we all the devotees in Lambasa, some are here today, and we used to be together for 1 week, and the type of mood there was at that time, like we forgot our world where we were living, and we had a mood in your world, and it was so much happiness and bliss at that time, having your association, listening to your katha, going to Harinam with you, and all these small activities, and when you went away, then we felt that we are not fallen again. So, Gurudev, I thank you for all your mercy. You have accepted me as a disciple. I was so stout-hearted, but now I'm changing because of your mercy. And I have a lot of services in the temple, and I'm so pleased that because of your mercy, Krishna is engaging me in his service, and any years of prayers too. And I'm very proud about having you as my Gurudev. And I'll always save your lotus feet, Gurudev. And on this auspicious day, I pray that you always keep the canopy of the non-materialistic zone on me, and I always keep in that zone, and I'm never out of that zone. And yes, it has been, you're very merciful, and you keep your canopy on me in this non-materialistic zone. And I pray that on this day, I pray to Shri Vidadharani and Shri Krishna Kavya and Shri Radha Gaurabhihari that you have a long, long life, and we always keep your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bhav. Very nice. Okay.
Thank you very much, Sundi Devadasi. We could feel the love that you have brought over here from friends of Lambasa. I'm very, very thankful to all the devotees who have paid homages so far, because their coming and this qualified the Guru and really kept the time fixed in mind. Really great. You're all very great. Thank you very much.
He's saying keep it short.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Gaur Premanandi.
Gandhi Bhav.
So as far as Vyas Puja is concerned, first of all, you all should know that Vyas Dev is Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj, when they come to Fiji, they give us association and we get the blessing of the parampara through the Vyas Puja. So as far as Srila Arvind Krishna Maharaj Vyas Puja, 66 years now, and I pray Lord Sri Krishna that this number should turn into 99 plus. Therefore, the 66 to 10
turn around
to come to 99, so we can all save Srila Guru Maharaj and all the next coming up generation, those who are going to take initiation. And as far as services are concerned, I pray Guru Maharaj that please bless everybody and pray to my family, my children, that we can save this society, international society, Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada has given us wonderful society, devotees and spiritual masters, therefore we cannot run out of this society. So this is the greatest opportunity is given by the spiritual masters, and they come here to give us association and give us service. Therefore sometimes people may think that Maharaj and Guru Maharajas and any Maharaj who come to Fiji, they come for prasadam, therefore it's not there. They come here to give us service. And service is that we have to run and find things which are very hard to obtain. Therefore, sometimes we pray, Lord Krishna, Nrisimha, please help us. It's very hard to find snow peas. Therefore, we run to supermarket, and at last we get it. So when we get that product, we are pleased. Therefore, when Maharaj comes to my house, he really enjoys, he really is satisfied. We can see him, the way he enjoys religious prasadam at my home with my wife and children, and he always asks, who cooked this? Therefore, Sita Sundari Mataji, my wife and my son, Krishna Chaitanya Das, and Ras Mandal used to do cooking here when he was here also. So my children are all cooking with us and serving their spiritual master. And unfortunately, one time years back, the list of the Gokul Prabhu was all full and there was only breakfast was left. And I know that when Maharaj will come Suva, he will just see me and say, Janmaram, when I'm coming home. But that coming home should be dinner, not breakfast. But I told Maharaj, this is the only time I had the space left was breakfast. So he was climbing up the steps and then he turned back and he said, don't worry. Whatever I was cooking eating in the dinner, you cook it in the breakfast and I eat that. My God, that is how spiritual master can do all of that. Nobody else can do. Therefore, we start cooking all the dinner preparation in the morning, and Maharaj had that so nicely. So I pray Lord Sri Krishna that he gives you long life. Therefore, we can associate you, Maharaj. And you bless my children and my family, plus the whole entire Fiji. Therefore, they can save this society so humbly and enjoy their spiritual life in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. He just proved that I do come to Fiji for prasadam. And the politics is very tasty, too.
And now invite Sakhi Devi Darsi and Shiona, followed by Radhika and Shama Manjari, who will sing a Vaishnava song over a Vaishnava Thakur. So can we have Sakhi Devi Darsi and Shiona, please?
Gauranga, Prabhupada, Nrisimhadev. Very well. Karanga.
Thank you, Maharaj. I think we should put our hands once again for the Sri Anand. Now I have a Vaishnav song from Radhika and Shyama Mundra.
You can speak. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Sushaya Mundale, Shri Mataji Krishna Das Goswami Dinamane. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sushaya Mundale, Shri Mataji Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamane, Shri Prabhupada Ki, Shri Gurudev Ki. Dear Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances on your lotus feet. I don't think I have enough words to express your glories, because my words are just an ocean drop, because your kindness and your mercy is like the ocean, which is just indefinite and in abundance. On this happy occasion of your Vyasa Puja, I would like to sing this song, which is written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakura, Daya Rasa Gara, Eda Sir Karuna Kori. Thank you.
Prabhupada Ki Jai. Very nice. Hare Gaur.
Thank you, Radhika, and thank you, Shyamandir, for the nice song. Now we have Aarti Gopidevi Dasi from Delhi. Followed by Professor Anand Pranadas and Naradi. We have three more speakers, the devotees, and then we have we'll move to the next talk.
I would actually salute him for that, the consciousness that he has in him. Like when Arjun was in the battle, in the Kurukshetra, he did not want to fight. But when Krishna told him to do so, he did that. The same goes for our Gurudev. He is working on Prabhupada's mission and spreading Krishna consciousness over the world, as Rupa Goswami has said, the highest welfare any body, any person, any individual could do is to spread Krishna consciousness, and our Shiva Gurudev is actually doing that at the moment. And that is something that I really, really admire of him. And I would also like to say, when I became a devotee, I'm the only person from my home. My parents, they are not actually devotees at the moment. And when I was called on for doing, when I actually heard his lecture, I was almost stunned. First time when I ever saw him, I was like, oh my God, his face is full of brightness and effulgence. It totally attracted me. And when I heard his lecture, he speaks so diversely. The pastimes, the knowledge that he gave, it almost amazed me, and I was totally surrendered unto his lotus feet. And when he came for the day of initiation, none of my family members actually turned out, and that actually made me feel really bad. But upon seeing my Gurudev's face, I forgot him. And I totally surrendered unto his lotus feet. Something else that I would like to mention is that for the generation nowadays, actors and superheroes like Amitabh Bachchan, Shah Rukh Khan, they and generation like us, we prefer them as our superheroes. But for me, my real superhero is my Gurudev, because those actors are just mimicking the material enjoyments and all, but our Gurudev is actually doing all those things that cannot even compare to them. That is the real truth that he is giving to the world. So for me, he is the universal superhero. And Gurudev's behavior is not just idle to us. It is idle to the whole South Pacific, since South Pacific is really and tremendously facing LCD crisis right now. So, Srila Gurudev, I would like to wish you a very, very happy
Arriba. I don't think I could be an example of eating habits for Fiji because I don't take sugar. And if that's advertised, they won't let me back in Fiji again.
Thank you, Gurudev. Thank you, Adi Gopi, for your beautiful words. On this very auspicious occasion of Vyas Puja, His Holiness Krishna Raj, Swami Gurudev, I would like to acknowledge the presence of the Paneer King, all the way from Auckland, New Zealand, and Mananda and his wife. Thank you for this presentation. And I would like to acknowledge the presence of all the devotees who have traveled all the way from all the parts of India. Thank you for your presence.
Thank you for coming.
And now I invite the Fiji National University Professor, Anand Prandas.
Professor Pijai. Hare Krishna.
But when I heard from Jivanath
Vyasa Prabhuji about our own Guru Maharaj Sri Krishna Kanyas. He instructed to build one highest international institute. Vyasa Prabhuji told me, I became interested. I visited so many ISKCON temples, but I have one thing in my mind, that our devotees, young devotees, our children must be valued in the society, in the aspect of the progress, the scientific, social valued. And we Vishnu Goswami to establish one international Hare Krishna school in Fiji. I became interested when I came to Fiji, and I sent shelter under his lotus feet, and then and there he gave me the reply. And I got initiated. And not only for spiritual instructions, for personal program also, wherever any foreign program will seek his blessings, his instruction of the advisors, then this is very good quality. I had undergone open heart surgery. Before entering the operation theater, I gave one mail to Guru Maharaj. And on the table, I was informed that he has replied then and there. So this is an blessing for disciples. Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Seek your blessings. And thank you.
Haribo! Let me see that for a second. Let me see the... Can I see that for a second? I'm going to make sure everything's... Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And now I invite Chen Naradi.
Still going? Yeah. Okay. Let's stop and then start it again. Because I just don't want it.
After Naradi, we'll hear from Dashi Das. And then we'll ask our Gurudev to start.
Okay, good. Thank you. Narada Muni. Narada Muni's become a lady now. when she took initiation, she was very upset with her name. She said, I'm not Narada Muni. But Nardi is the name of Narada Muni when he became a lady. Because he bathed in the Kushama Sarova and was able to see Krishna's pastimes from the gopis. So that's why she got the name Nardi. It's a very good name.
Because when devotees used to tease me, I used to become angry. And straight away, I to complain. Especially about Govinda Das Prabhu. From Sydney, he used to tease me. Okay. Hare Krishna, everyone. Om Jnana Timuran Nasanya Nasakara Chakra Nasamena Tasmai Shri Kuri Nama Nama Vishnu Raya. First of all, Guru Maharaj, give you a hearty and warm welcome to first of all, I'd like to Guru Maharaj a hearty and warm welcome to India, for us all the way from Carolina Flagbook, from Saturday. And not forgetting, I really admire Guru Maharaj's temple teachings, Radha Bhagavad Gita. And secondly, I wish Guru Maharaj a blissful health and well-being. And I always pray Lord Krishna for your good health so that you live longer to fulfill the mission of Shri Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada's name. And you always celebrate your Vyasa Puja on
you are a great son, in addition, as the saying goes, that a stone does not erupt fire unless and until you ignite it by rubbing it hard. Similarly, a guru doesn't give birth to a disciple, but he gives a form or shape. In Hindi you say akar, but to a disciple for spiritual advancement. Moreover, I have compiled a poem regarding my guru, and the heading is "So I have found." I have found. I have found. Yes, I have found the wealth of the divine names in the Hare Krishna Bhagavad. And the next stanza says, "Yes, my true guru gave me a priceless thing. With his grace, I accept today. I found the capital of my seven worlds. I have lost the rest of the world. No one can steal it. No one can spend it. Day by day, it increases 1.25 times. On the boat of truth, the boatman was my true guru, and he is none other than His Holiness, Sri Krishna Das Goswami Maharaj. Guru Maharaj ki jai." Not forgetting, finally, I would like to thank Guru Maharaj for organizing the Bhakta training course by Bhagavani Prabhu, and I say the course is super, and I have never missed a day attending that course. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nandi Devi Das, for your beautiful words and glorification. Now I invite Sadasya Das, please, come forward. And after Sadasya, we'll invite our guru.
I'll speak, Evan?
Yes, please.
I thought you were going to have the Paneer King speak. Yeah. Wasn't the Paneer... Thank you. The Paneer King, was he going to speak?
I invited him, but he's reluctant.
Oh, he's shy. We'll give him some paneer afterwards.
Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya, Bhutadeshya, Samadha Krishna, Swami Vidyanami. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya, Bhutadeshya, 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 Swami Vidyanami. Hansi Kalpatu, Vishcha, Kripasim, Rube, Chakatitanam, Bhava, Nayo, Vaishnu, Vaheo, Namo Namo. So, first of all, I would like to apologize to Guru Maharaj coming late today for Vyas Puja. That's why my name is in the last session to speak. Then it becomes very difficult because whatever you prepare to speak, all the devotees have already spoken. So I kept changing what to speak, what to speak. So it is very fast, you know, but still, I know by Messi I'll be able to speak something to behalf. Thing is, Guru Maharaj, that today is Vyas Puja, and the people who have come here for the first time may be wondering why the word Vyas is there, why Lord Bhi Krishna Das Goswami Puja, not Vyas Puja. So Vyas, Guru Maharaj, is a representative of Vyas Dev, who is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. So directly you can say that Bir Krishna Das Goswami Maharaj is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Not different. Just like people may be seeing that he is like an ordinary man wearing glasses, needs a glass. Krishna doesn't need glass. How come Bir Krishna Das Goswami Maharaj is a representative for Krishna? Pick an apple from the market and pick an apple from the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. The apples look same, but it's a vast difference. One apple has been offered to lotus feet of Lord Krishna, the other one is not. That is the difference. So, Bir Krishna Das Goswami Maharaj had offered his whole body, his voice, vani, money, whatever, lotus feet of Lord Krishna. That's why he is exactly like Lord Krishna. During Mahabharata time, Mahabharata Lila, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Narada Muni was telling Vishnu Maharaj that you Pandavas are very fortunate that Lord Krishna was among you people. He was eating with you people, sitting with you people, sleeping with you people, talking to you people. People are very fortunate. And then Lord Krishna says, now when he further explains Yudhishthira Maharaj, Krishna says, that as far as Lord Krishna is concerned, Krishna says, yes, yes, tir bhakti, bhagavati, akinchana, sarve guru satra, samsateshura. The meaning of this is that whatever qualities demigods have, all the qualities have been transferred to gurus and the Vaishnavas. And especially those Vaishnavas, those Brahmanas who go door to door and preach, I worship those who to speak. The devotees worship Lord Krishna, but Lord Krishna worships those devotees who go door to door and preach Krishna's message. And Guru Maharaj, you are not acceptable to that. You have been traveling to all the places. And I would like to thank the devotees who have the opportunity, and the devotees are very fortunate who have the opportunity to free Guru Maharaj. And devotees who are most fortunate, where Guru Maharaj has personally visited and has touched the house with his lotus feet. Because Krishna says Brahmanas, but here Guru Maharaj is not a Brahman. He is a sannyasi, and especially a Vaishnava sannyasi. So people who are considered as very fortunate, who are able to feed, because in Bhagavatam it says that if a person pours ahuti in a fire, Lord Krishna takes that. But he prefers more if a person saves a Vaishnava. And Krishna says, I take from the Vaishnava's mouth and also from the fire. But if you compare to the Vaishnava, if a person who picks a Vaishnava is more greater than the person who puts ahuti in the fire. So consider yourself very lucky that you have saved Guru Maharaj, and Maharaj has visited to your people's place. Three substances which is very powerful is the raj from lotus feet of the Guru Maharaj, and the leftover prasadam, which is after prasad has been taken by Guru Maharaj, is the most powerful substance, and the instructions which Guru Maharaj has given to us is the most pure substance. So three manuti parisya. And Srila Prabhupada have done such a wonderful thing by making 108 temples when he was here. Thousands and thousands of books, devotees here initiated, and he has also done a marvelous job in creating the best of atmosphere all around the world and preaching. But after doing all these great, great things, what was Srila Prabhupada's final instruction? And that was a very simple thing. Doing such a great work, but when he was about to leave this planet, he said, please cooperate with each other, associate with each other, so that you don't feel that I am in presence, I am not in this planet here. Don't have to lament, because my instructions, my words are all in my books, so I am still with you. Thank you very much. I wish you a happy birthday, Guru Maharaj, on behalf of myself, my good wife, Rasa Sundari Devi Rasi, and my son Chaitanya Das, and my daughter Gopika Devi Dasi, and Nandanandan, my brother-in-law, and Nilesh, my brother-in-law, and my sister-in-law also.
Very nice.
So thank you very much
Haribol
for accepting us as your service. You have given me to preach, and I just service what I'm trying to do. I need your blessings, Srila Gurudev, to complete that mission which I have taken.
Haribol. Sarashi Bhaji Jai. Haribol, very nice.
Thank you, Sadashidas, for kind words and for qualifying the video. And good day, Nimanand Das says, I should say at least a few words. And he says, thank you very much, Gurudev. You have thousands of children all over the world whom you are looking after. He cares so nicely. And it is through your kind mercy that you will invest this in his house, and you say, what do you have to do, Panit King? And he says, he is a Panit King today. And also he says that you asked him to cook everything in ghee. He did so, and now today is a ghee factory.
Wow.
So all because of your mercy. So this is on behalf of my family, thank you very much for all your nice and kind mercy.
Hari Bhav.
People want to see the funny thing. Please, Yanandas, could you stand up?
Okay, I can speak now. Thank you.